Stand By Me. That's Ben E. King on Nova 103.5. Today, we should be doing it every day, but today, the one day where we are reminded especially that we need to stand by our wildlife. It is World Wildlife Day, established by the United Nations only in 2013, which seems a little bit odd. We should have been doing it a lot earlier. But established to raise awareness about the critical importance of wildlife and the need for its protection. This year's theme is Wildlife Conservation Finance, Investing in People and Planet. And to talk to me about the vital role of innovative financing in safeguarding biodiversity and ensuring a sustainable future for both nature and humanity is the lady you heard giggling just a second ago, Wild Africa's Namibian representative, Odile Gatsa. Morning, Odile.
Morning. I only laugh because your expression, I was taken aback by your expression. Yes, it was only 2013 they established this.
It seems weird.
It's shocking, right?
Like, it should have been 1950s at least when we started realizing.
But doesn't this just show how Namibia can be well ahead of its time?
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering we did it first in our constitution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, even our conservancy model, which we brought in first and now is starting to be adopted across the world, we're realizing that if you can make it financially viable for people to live with nature, then they can do it.
Exactly, 100%.
So talking about financially viable, living with nature, it's quite a long word salad, innovative financing and safeguarding biodiversity and ensuring a sustainable future for both nature and humanity.
Mouthful, yes.
But yeah, just, I mean, why is financing and economic investment crucial for wildlife conservation?
I'm going to give it to you in one sentence. We need the financial support so that we can support activities that focuses on the enhancement and improvement of our wildlife and wild spaces. Now, these activities include anti-poaching efforts, habitat restoration, and community engagement.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, as we were saying, like in Namibia, we are doing pretty well. Obviously, we could always, anyone can always do better.
Very well, yes.
But there are still, funding gaps. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest funding gaps?
I actually have a long list here and I realize I need to pick and choose because I can't take up too much time. But let me start off by saying that even though Namibia has done quite a lot, the funding gaps that we see continue to persist in national parks particularly.
Mm.
Challenges include limited financial stability and the need for sustainable operations, such as solutions to reduce human-wildlife conflict, living in harmony with our animals. We also have limited resources for ranger employment, enforcement, anti-poaching efforts, and habitat restoration, as mentioned before. Also, lack of investment in habitat resilience and ecosystem-based solutions for climate threats, as well as insufficient support for education to inform communities on living in harmony with wildlife and how to go about protecting them.
Mm.
We are, as I said, we are thriving, but there are still little gaps here and there. And if we don't make sure that these gaps are taken care of, just like a plastic bag mm-hmm. that's carrying water and your little goldfish. Mm. If that little hole is not taken care of, it's going to get bigger and bigger and widen, and we're going to lose everything.
Okay. So you mentioned the national park specifically, but I mean, how mm-hmm. can government, business, even us individuals, how do we work together then to create that sustainable funding for wildlife conservation?
David, the answer is there in the question. Collaborate. We can join forces together. See, the thing is with collaboration, the reason why it works is because this one party can take their strength to make this weakness stronger from the other party and vice versa. So collaboration amongst government, businesses, and individuals is vital. There's no other way around it. We cannot do this alone. So now we all know that the Namibian government has empowered local communities through legally recognized conservancies, allowing them to manage natural resources that benefit not only us, but themselves economically. And those conservancies, we as individuals can support them as well, personally. Businesses can invest in ecotourism and sustainable enterprises, while individuals can support conservation initiatives, as I mentioned, to promote responsible tourism. It's a collaboration. We can only do this together.
Mm. The T word there that has a massive impact on our economy. We saw during COVID, of course. How much impact does wildlife tourism actually have on our economy?
So Considering the fact that our GDP, our tourism sector is dependent on our on nature and our wildlife, investing in conservation is so important because it's about protecting those wild spaces, but also ensuring that whenever someone comes to Namibia as a tourist, that their experience will be unforgettable. Mm. Namibia alone has 13 national parks. That's something we should be very proud of, which is managed by MEFT, and it draws visitors from all over the world. Now, according to the World Travel and Tourism Council, back in 2023. Gosh, oh deal. That's the one.
Too many years, too many numbers.
Too many. I'm going to give you more numbers now. In 2023, Namibia's GDP was 8.08 billion Namibian dollars. That is only the direct contribution.
Hmm.
Now, if you look at the direct, indirect, and induced impacts, the total contribution tourism had on Namibia's GDP was 31.56 billion Namibian dollars, representing 13.4% of Namibia's GDP. Now, these figures highlight the important role tourism plays in our economy. And this is something that we can be very proud of. We have the gift of living in this beautiful country. We should be a little bit more responsible with this beautiful gift we've received.
You're mentioning those sort of the ripple effects, and that's what people that sometimes don't understand is, yes, you've got a tourist going to a fancy lodge and they're paying a lot of money to stay in that fancy lodge,
yes,
but they're also doing other things. They're driving, they're filling up, they're possibly tipping the petrol attendant.
Absolutely.
It's all those tiny little things that might not even be measured. So you mentioned the collaboration earlier, and actually it was quite funny. I'm going to reach into my pocket again here because it was quite funny earlier.
He's
when I took something out of my pocket and it's a little piece of foil. And I realized...
It looks like a wrapper from a gum or something.
It was something I was trying to... It doesn't have any writing on it anymore. But I realized that I was wearing this pair of shorts the last time I was walking. Whenever I walk, if I see anything, I pick it up and I put it in my pocket and I take it home and I put it in recycling. So you can do that tiny little bit. So that's my little look at me moment. But I just thought it was weird that I hadn't emptied my pocket. But
no, but can I say that? And I love this. I love what you did, because it's those small steps, those small things that we can do that will eventually accumulate to something massive. This might be like a negative thought process or a quote, but it's had a real massive impact on me. They say that hurricanes and thunderstorms are big and scary, but termites with enough time can be unstoppable.
Yep, they can. I try and keep them away from my climbing wall. I've
yes,
got them.
Yes, please keep them as far away as possible. But I think the motive of that little quote of that story is the fact that small steps over time can make a bigger impact than what we thought we originally wanted.
So that's a message then for our listeners today, how they can contribute to wildlife conservation and even wildlife conservation finance, because it does sound like this big word out there and you go like, I'm just a little person,
no,
I can't contribute to finance, but you can do your little bit.
You can do your little bit. You can do that by participating in sustainable ecotourism, by choosing ethical travel experiences. You can make responsible consumer choices by supporting businesses that prioritize conservation, and support conservation organizations. Donate, volunteer, what have you. You can also reach out to Wild Africa. Get started with us. If you don't know where to start, we're the best place to start. Our socials are wildafrica.org, or our website is wildafrica.org.
Thank you so much, Adil.
Thank you for having me. It's so great being here.